بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم اما بعد. Saturdays are reserved for the stories of the awliya, where we take inspiration and lessons from their incidents and stories. Today's incident is titled The Pearl Necklace, and keep in mind the dua, which is part of our iman also. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt. O Allah, no one can stop what you bestow. If Allah wants to give, nobody can stop. Benefit and harm in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا مُعْطِيَا لِمَا مَنَعْتَ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents something, then nobody can make it happen. Qadi Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn Abdul Baqi ibn Muhammad al-Bazzaz al-Ansari gives an account of his life. He says, I was a student in Makkah. One day I was very hungry and could not find anything to stave off my hunger. On my way home, I found a small velvet pouch neatly tied with a tassel. I picked it up and returned home with it. Upon opening it, I found a beautiful pearl necklace, the like of which I have never seen before. I later went out and saw an old man with 500 gold coins in a cloth crying out loudly, "This is the reward for the one who returns to me a pouch with a pearl necklace." I thought to myself, I am in need and extremely hungry. I can benefit from the reward by returning the purse to the man. I approached him and said, come with me. I led him to my house. He described to me the pouch and the tassel, the pearls, the number of beads in the necklace, and the cord it was strung with. I took out the pouch and I gave it to him. He handed the 500 gold coins to me. I refused to accept the reward, saying, it was necessary for me to return the pouch to you without any reward. He insisted I take it, but I refused. This was absolutely remarkable, seeing that he was extremely hungry. After a time, I left Makkah and traveled by sea. Now keep in mind, when a person does something for Allah, Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget. Allah will do for him. So he traveled by sea. The vessel carrying us was wrecked, and many passengers drowned. I managed to hold on to a piece of floating vessel and continued to float on the ocean, not knowing where I was destined to end up. I finally drifted to an island inhabited by Muslims. I went out to one of their masajid and began reciting the Quran. When they heard me, a number of them requested that I teach them to recite the Quran correctly. I commenced teaching them and was paid well for my services. So Allah Ta'ala took care of him in that way. Through serving the Quran, plus he got payment. One day I noticed a few pages of the Quran in the masjid. I picked them in order to peruse them. When the people saw me, they asked if I could write. I replied, yes, and they requested me to teach them. Soon many of them brought along their children to me so that I could teach them well. This occupation made me completely independent. So he got izzat in his new place. He became the Quran teacher. He became the ustad of the adults and the children. Plus he was taken care of. After some time, they requested that I marry an orphan girl from among them. I refused, but they insisted, and I finally agreed to their request. After the nikah had been performed, she was brought to me. I could not remove my gaze from her, because that same pearl necklace, many, many years ago, I picked up and returned, that was around her neck. The people said to me, "Oh Sheikh, you will break her heart. Just looking at the necklace, you're not looking at her face. You're going to break her heart." So I narrated the whole story of the necklace to them. And they shouted, "Allahu Akbar," loudly. I asked them, "What is wrong? What happened?" They replied, "The man who had taken the necklace from you that time is the father of this girl. And he used to say about you, I never met a more truthful Muslim. May Allah bring him to us so that I could marry him to my daughter." This dua of his has now been fulfilled. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget. I lived with my wife, he says, and I was blessed with two sons from her. Finally, she passed away, and I, together with my two sons, inherited her necklace. Later, my two sons also passed away. I became the owner of that necklace. After all that time, Allah gave it to him in a halal way. Eventually, I sold it for 100,000 gold coins. He left the 500 reward, and he got it, and later on, he got 100,000 dinars. Very, very exorbitant amount. When a person does for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will do for him. Allah will provide from sources that man cannot comprehend. And when a person is absolutely honest, then we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't let his honesty go in vain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. and his beautiful qualities.